And our next guest, I'm going to tell you, is a lady that a lot of us may need right now. I could have used her about 2 months ago. Tell me what to do in those first 30 days. But her name is Arjen Dea Van Boysen, and she is the founder of the First 30days.com, an organization developed to help people transition through any change, whether it be career, health, lifestyle, relocation, or personal relationship changes. She can help you get through this if you just utilize some of the techniques that she has. She has The First 30 Days, Your Guide to Any Change. It was published by HarperCollins back in 2008. You can go out and get a copy of it. It's released in paperback back in May of 2009, and it's there to give you advice on how to guide you through the tough spots and get you the principles of change. Ladies and gentlemen, give a big round of applause to Arjen. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Great to be with you, Montel. Love your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Honestly, and I got to tell you something. I had a chance to just really quickly take a look at your site, and I'm going to be doing a lot more looking at your site because this, you have information in here that almost everybody out here right now today could use some help with, even if you haven't gone through a crisis. Just to help prepare yourself for crisis, and also the information that you have there really helps us in every day of our life because you just certain things that you need to pay attention to, correct?
You know what? I think change is the word of the year. I think getting good at change, whether, you know, at any age, is probably the most important life skill to get good at. So I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, the website goes through about 60 of the most common changes people are facing right now, whether it's divorce or health diagnosis, some sort of a loss, or maybe of a job. But it's also got a ton of aspirational changes, all those changes we wish we could make. We wish you knew how to start or how to succeed this time around. So it certainly, it's a very optimistic, hopeful place. I think it's the number one thing people need right now is just, you know, knowing that other people are going through the same change, other people are making some changes and really getting some results.
I do something every single day in my own spiritual journey, which is all about me changing myself over from a person who is really just a person here who's a consumer and a taker to a person who is more of a person who shares and who gives. And so as I work on that, that also affects every part of my life, my business life, everything. So when I work on the changes within me, I think they will benefit everything that I do. Do you have to wait for a catastrophe? I'll give you an example. You know, it's very, very, very silly. You know, a lot of people wait for, you know, huge life-changing incidences, maybe a near-death experience or a loss of a job or a loss of a relationship to actually turn the mirror around on themselves. Should we not be looking in that mirror every day and looking to make changes every single day?
Yeah, I love this question. I mean, I'll tell you sort of very briefly my personal story. You know, I was living in New York, big, very impressive corporate job, and didn't really have the courage to sort of change jobs. I didn't want to be fired. I didn't want to make the change. But here's the truth, Montel. Every single morning for every single one of us, there's an inner voice that goes off, and it says things like, Arjen, you're in the wrong job. Or it was also telling me, Arjen, you're sleeping with the wrong guy at the same time. And, you know, for most of us, the only way we can get through our day is to actually turn that microphone off and, like, go ahead and keep going with the bad relationship or the job that we know is wrong for us. And I just got fed up of just turning that microphone off. And I knew that at some point, you know, honesty is always the beginning of change. Always. But, you know, it will piss you off to get honest sometimes. And it will certainly sort of ruffle some feathers. And, you know, you'll have a whole bunch of excuses that get in the way. And we can talk about those. But, you know, ultimately, we don't have to wait for life to sort of do the changing for us, because we have that inner guidance system that's always trying to get our attention. It's always trying to lead us a little bit closer to the life we want, the person we want to be, the health that we want. So I couldn't agree with you more.
Well, she is the author of The First 30 Days, Your Guide to Any Change. And also, you can go up on the website, first30days.com. You can get information from Arjen that will tell you how you can start putting your life back on track if, in fact, you've been through something that requires change. And let's just stop for a second and think about this. I'll give you one. You just gave one about you. I'll give you one about me. About a year and a half ago, you know, I'm sitting in an office. I'm pumping out the Montel Williams show, the television show, and it's going great. Matter of fact, we're looking at some of our best ratings in maybe the last 4 or 5 years. And I got one phone call from, you know, a person who I never disparage those who passed away. So, you know, I got a phone call from somebody who was in the business who said, basically just called me up and said, you know what, you're through. Show's done. You know, we'll get it done by the end of the year, but you're done. And I would have, like so many other people, probably could have panicked. Are you kidding me? I don't have a tell. But instead, you know, I just stopped for a second. I've looked at this as probably one of the biggest opportunities I've had in the last 17 years. I've been doing the same show for 17 years. So it gave me an opportunity to stop for a second, look in that mirror and say, okay, Montal, you have plenty more to offer. Now let's figure out how you go out and go, set about letting other people know that. And then bingo, bango, now I'm doing Montal Across America all over the world. Along with a whole bunch of other stuff.
You know, it's so interesting you say that. You know, the book, I basically interviewed over 5,000 people who are going through all different types of changes. And one of the principles in the book of people who successfully navigate change, they do exactly what you just described. It's what I call the change guarantee. And the change guarantee states that from this change, something good will come. And life is going to bring you new people, new opportunities, new ideas. But everything that's happening in your life right now is exactly what you need to grow, to get to the next level, to look at an opening, to look at a possibility. So, you know, we love the fact that you're now doing Montal Across America. It's what you needed, but it's also what everyone else needed from you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we need to maybe take a minute, and I got to take a break in a couple seconds, and we'll come back and we'll do what I like to call as our tip of the day. But maybe right now, Arian, can you just talk a little bit more about that psyche, that mindset that you have to, you know, I hate saying it, old cliche terms, but, you know, glass half empty, half full, you know, turning lemons into lemonade, all those kinds of sayings, they're around for a reason. Because if you stop for a second and focus on the fact that no matter what the situation is, there's always an opportunity, bing, opportunities lay in front of
you. It's the very first principle of change. People who are great at change are optimists. They're what I call change optimists, and those two words don't often go together. But they have positive beliefs. It's the foundation. It's like the first bricks on the house of you being able to get through a change. Positive beliefs about what? The first most important thing is positive beliefs about yourself. You know, if you want to make a change in any area of your life, look at what you say to yourself. Look, what do you say to yourself when you look in the mirror? You know, other beliefs, beliefs about life. Is life against me or is life for me? Am I lucky or am I unlucky? You know, Einstein said the most important belief and question you ever need to answer is whether you feel that you live in a friendly universe or an unfriendly universe. Makes a major difference. And the final one is having positive beliefs about this change. Is this change of, you know, losing your job or having something happen, is it the worst thing that's ever happened? Or could it actually be a gift? Could there actually be something better around the corner? But having those sort of positive beliefs, and, you know, they come over time. Not everyone sort of has it sort of easy off the get-go. But once you start being aware and kind of going, my God, here are the three worst things that I say to myself repeatedly. Make a commitment that is not what's going to show up in my mind. Don't entertain that thought. Don't feed it. Don't invite it to a party with its friends. That's when some of the mindset starts changing. And get around positive people. We spend our time around toxic people, people who don't think you can change, don't want you to change, have heard you say you're going to change before, so they keep you stuck. Like, who you surround yourself with, the five or six people you spend the most amount of time with have a giant influence on your life.
Arian, I got to tell you, I got to read this because people need to understand. She has a degree in economics and international relations from the London School of Economics. Arian also worked in over a dozen countries in a few years. And after an MBA at Stanford, she worked with media giants from BMG to Sony Music in 2000. And she also was tapped by Time Warner to become the managing director of New Digital Media Venture Fund. So when you're taking advice from a person who's talking about change, this is a lady who's been through some changes and lived through them all successfully. Arian, thank you again so much for being a part of the show today.
Thank you, Montal. Great to be on.
Absolutely. And, you know, the book, again, is called The First 30 Days, Your Guide to Any Change. And you can also go up on the website, first30days.com, and get more information about the organization, which is there to help you and help people transition through any change at all, from career to health, lifestyle, relocation, and even personal relationship changes. So, Arian, give them maybe one or two tips. Last night, how about on Friday before they left to work? You know, the boss came in with that weird look on his face and said, and, you know, they got the pink slip, and all weekend they had the pity party. All weekend long, they were even listening to Michael Jackson doing the pity party. And now they know they got to get up, dust themselves off. Step number one, what should we do?
You know, step number one is to stop the story. Stop telling the story about what happened, why it happened. Stop the blame. Stop the excuses. The quicker you get to accepting that it happened. On the other side of acceptance is where jobs happen, where opportunities happen, where introductions happen. You know, 80% of the people getting fired hated their jobs in the first place. That's what the research shows. So shift the mindset and go, you know what, this is an opportunity for me to get a little bit closer to what I love. The second thing I would say is you don't need to figure out your whole life and your whole career. Figure out what you want to do for the next month, the next 3 months. Get original. You're going to have to do things that are, you know, a little bit out of the common way of getting jobs right now. Another one I would say, Montel, is get healthy. You know, people who are healthy, they take better care of themselves. Your self-esteem will go up. You're going to get into your body and out of your head. You know, fear and doubt and impatience, all those emotions that happen when we're going through change, it's hard to feel them when you're moving. It's hard to feel them when you're actually taking care of, you're being well, you're like taking care of your health. And then the final one I would say is, you know what, start speaking about what you want as opposed to what happened. Like, start stating your intention. I want to get into this kind of business or this kind of industry. Like, the life sort of rearranges according to what you start sort of speaking. So just make sure what's coming out of your mouth is actually what you want as opposed to what you're blaming. You know, my big feeling is, you know, we're good at change. Everyone has a change muscle. You know, we have a change resume, which is actually more important than your professional resume. It's all those changes you've been through. Most people will get a job and it'll probably be something that they prefer than what they were doing.
And you know what? Success never really happened to those who don't take a chance. Never. You can't sit back and complain, sit back and wonder what's coming up tomorrow without going out and trying to find out something. So how about the research part of this? Because you know, one of the things that I felt very strongly about is that knowledge is king. So right now, if you've just lost your job, it's time and the resources are there. Get up on the internet and start educating yourself in areas, and when I say educating yourself, but getting information about things that maybe you didn't think you qualified for, in a sense. I mean, like for me, yeah. I'm a television talk show host, but now I'm a radio talk show host. I'm still using my mouth, which is a tool that I was gifted with, and I've just applied it to a different area of business.
You're absolutely right. You know, one of the biggest changes is even though something outside of your life might have happened, you might not be married anymore, you might not be employed anymore. The biggest change you need to make is an identity shift. It's how you see yourself. You used to be in the entertainment industry, maybe you want to become, you know, something else. So it's like, who you are, like, just make sure you don't have too many labels on yourself, because you're at a point in your life where actually everything and anything is now possible. And the other thing with information is there is so much information out there about new careers, new opportunities, new employment. I mean, you know, and also for people who are, you know, struggling with money, a lot of the times it's one of the things that gets in the way from people making a change. It's just the financial resources. I just teamed up actually with a great company that is providing funding just for people who are going through change, just for people who want to make a fresh start. And it's tranches of $1,000, $5,000, $10,000. So for that, you know, if anyone needs some funding and it's really genuine, it's like that's what's in the way, you can go to, it's called carefreefreshstart.com. And they are literally giving money to people who need to make a fresh start where it's really critical. So there's some amazing programs, amazing information out there. You know, people who are good at change have much more of an abundance mindset as opposed to scarcity. There are more jobs. There are more opportunities. There are people out there that want to help.
Just got to go out and reach for them. Well, again, first30days.com. Come up on the website or the first 30 days, your guide to any change. You've been listening to Montel Across America.